often do people give you prayer requests and you agree to pray for them, and then you don't think about their prayer requests until you see them the next time and you realize you didn't really earnestly pray for them? Well, I'm Judy Redlich. On this edition of Encounter, my guest today is Amelia Rhodes, and she wrote a book, Pray A to Z, to maybe help us get more organized in how we pray and who we pray for. Amelia, welcome to this edition of Encounter.
Judy, thank you so much for having me today.
Why did you write this book?
You know, it started out of my own prayer life, and you described my situation exactly.
Oh, I did? I'm talking about me.
No, we're talking about me, and I used to think I was the only one, but there was one day in particular about 2 years ago where I was feeling very overwhelmed, and three friends had called with big prayer requests, you know, a marriage falling apart, a cancer diagnosis, an adoption that was not going to happen, and I just remember feeling very overwhelmed and convicted that, yes, I said I would pray, but how often did I actually follow through long term? And that day, as I prayed for those friends, I said, Lord, I confess that I am not faithful in following through and praying for people. I want to remember. Will you help me find a way? And this idea of praying through the alphabet by topic came to me that day, and I just began writing down topics and people to pray for, and found myself praying for more people and situations than ever before, and suddenly not feeling so overwhelmed.
Wow, praying by topic, and you did it by alphabet?
I did. I need simple and easy ways to remember, and I couldn't think of anything more simple and easy than the alphabet.
So what's your A topic?
So I have five topics per letter because it grew and grew, and three of them are prayers of petition, and two of them are prayers of praise
for
God for who he is. And I, you know, that was another turning point for me when I began to also praise God for being almighty and abundant, because as I remember who he is and I bring these very heavy prayer requests, these very heavy burdens, it lightens the load to remember this is who God is, and every need we have is met in who he is.
That is really true. Praising God first and then coming with the petition.
It really does change things around, and it gives us a focus and a perspective. So for A, for example, you know, we praise God for his abundance and that he is almighty, and then we pray for those who are going through adoption, struggling with abuse, and alcoholism.
Wow, amazing. I think if we all organize our prayer life like that by the alphabet, it would be a lot easier. So do you write those topics down? Did you write those topics down and then start praying about that, or how did you do that? And how long did it take you to do five things per alphabet letter? Amazing.
It's been a journey. You know, I started 2 years ago with a stack of 3x5 cards and just wrote one topic per letter. So I had 26 cards. And as I began to share this with some of my friends, they all said, me too. Like, I want to do this too. I struggle with this same thing. And so over a period of about 2 years, it grew, and then adding in the praise. And as I began to listen to my community, you know, pay attention to what people were saying on my social media feeds and what my family was struggling with, God began to open my eyes to things I had never prayed about before or never even thought of, you know, like people in chronic pain or praying for those who have court cases. Just all kinds of things happening in my community that I'd never thought of that God began to open my eyes to.
How did you begin looking throughout your community? What gave you that idea rather than just the prayer requests that people called you to pray for?
Well, it started when the publisher contacted me, and they said, let's do five topics per letter. And I had a few.
And that overwhelmed you and made you pray harder, didn't it?
As I got to, I thought, okay, we need to come up with a lot more. That's 150 different topics. And so that's when I really began to listen and pray every day for God to open my eyes. And it never failed, you know, when there would be a letter that I would only have four, you know, topics for, I would close my computer and I would start to pray. And as I would listen to people around me, that's how the topic of chronic pain came up. I had never thought about someone who dealt with, you know, consistent and chronic pain every day and how much of a struggle that must be.
Wow. Now, do you pray for all five of those things every day, or how long does it take you to pray for those?
You know, it depends, and there have been weeks where I have settled in on just one topic. There was a situation that happened with a group of friends where they had a young child pass away unexpectedly. Mm. And so grieving, one of my G topics, I just sat on that grieving topic and made a point to pray for them specifically, you know, for a couple weeks straight. So I think there are seasons where God asks you to lean in to certain people and pray for them specifically, and I might spend a period of time just with that. And then other times, you know, I will do, you know, two or three topics a day. If you did one letter a day, you could go through the alphabet in a month. And I like to do a couple in the morning and a couple in the evening.
Amelia Rhodes is my guest, and she wrote the book Pray A to Z. Amelia, how can people get a copy of your book?
It is available wherever books are sold, including online at places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And you developed also a set of prayer cards like you were talking about. Tell us a little bit about those cards.
Sure. They're simple 3x5 cards that you can, they're a great companion to the book. It was the original set of topics that I talked about. Mm-hmm. And they are a great 3x5 card package that are available at PrayAtoZ.com.
Pray and I like to leave A those. To Z. PrayAtoZ.com is where you can get those.
Yes, and they're a shrink-wrapped little package with space, just like the book, space to write in notes of who you're praying for, and then a short little verse, because I love to start my prayer time with scripture to see what does God say about this topic, and then a couple sentences to help you think about different people that you might not have thought of before, and organizations, a prayer prompt to pray for, and then just a short written-out prayer. I say like an icebreaker to help you jumpstart your conversation with God.
Since you've started to pray A through Z, how has this revolutionized your life?
You know, as I mentioned, what it has done the most for me is just make me more aware and more in tune, not only with my relationship with the Heavenly Father, but in my relationship with the community, I find my ears are listening, my heart is open, and I see people and their needs much more readily than I did before. It got my eyes off myself and helped me see those around me who could use a prayer, who could use a word of encouragement, or even just a smile or a hug.
That is really true. How can we become more in tune to people the Lord wants us to pray for and to be a friend to? Amelia, can you share some miracles that have happened as a result of the fervency of your prayer in this organized way?
There was a friend of mine who she got the set of the cards and began praying with them with her kids. And she sent me this email that still gives me chills. She said the first topic was adoption. And so that night she sat down with her kids and they prayed for friends of theirs who had been waiting for a child to be placed with them for
wow.
a couple years. And so she and her children prayed again for this family's adoption, and the next morning after they prayed, she woke up to an email from her friend saying that a child had been placed with them, and she said it was so exciting to wake her kids up with the news. Remember how we prayed last night for our friends? God answered our prayers, and a child has been placed with them, and they're going to be able to bring a child home to their family.
That is very exciting. I know the importance of keeping a prayer journal, too. Keeping a prayer journal keeps you cognizant of the realization that God does answer prayer.
It does. It can be easy to forget not only to pray, but then it can be easy to forget to look for the answers of how he answered. And I find writing things down helps me remember and remember to look for his answers.
Amelia Rhodes, Pray A to Z, is the book she's written to help give you guidelines on how to pray and how to see God answer those prayers. Because, you know, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. It talks about in James. And that it's so important that we are consistent not only in praying, but in believing God for the victory as we pray. Amelia, how can people get your book?
You can go online. You can visit my website, Amelia Rhodes, and that's rhodes.com. I have information there, or I really encourage you to check your local bookstore and support your local Christian bookstores or a Barnes & Noble.
AmeliaRhodes.com. You can also find out about her prayer cards that are also a great resource tool. Amelia, thanks so much for being my guest on today's Encounter.
Thank you. I enjoyed chatting with you.
And may God use this interview today to spark you into praying more, believing more, and knowing that God is there to answer those prayers that you have and that others have given you to pray for. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.